Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's continuing to pitch lawmakers on Capitol Hill on a huge economic stimulus plan to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Democrats would have one requirement of any such bill.
Focus on the people who need help the most, the workers, the families.
In fact, the Washington Post reports the plan would provide two payments to working Americans of around $1,000 each. The first payment going out around April 6th, the second wave of payments would go out on May 18th. President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be the next director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He'll replace Joseph McGuire, who Trump chose to be Acting Director of National Intelligence, though McGuire left that position in February. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A government economic report just out this morning showing the coronavirus pandemic is making the nation's unemployment lines longer. The Labor Department reporting around 281,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, and that is 70,000 more than the week before. For those who don't follow these reports week to week, generally the changes in either direction are never much more than 3, 4, 5,000 week to week. Some encouraging news coming out of China concerning the outbreak of coronavirus there. The country reporting no new cases were confirmed yesterday, the first day that's happened in China since the outbreak began there in December. The Earth is getting a break from pollution thanks to the virus. Environmental experts say smog levels in hard-hit countries like China and Italy have been markedly reduced after businesses closed during those outbreaks. Similar declines expected soon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Republican U.S. senator with concerns about the hospitality industry during the coronavirus crisis.
Millions of people are working from home, off the job, or out of school as the virus spreads. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins fears the economic downturn will harm small businesses.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, the gift shops, the small hotels, are being adversely affected by the virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The NBA could play a charity game to give basketball-starved fans something to watch. During these days of isolation, the NBA commissioner telling ESPN a charity competition of some kind, separate from league play, is possible, adding he's not prepared to cancel the season, but admits he's not sure on how the schedule is going to look or if fans will be able to attend when play does resume. Volvo is recalling 121,000 vehicles because of a problem with automatic emergency brakes that don't work. Notices will be sent out by May 1st. and an astronaut from Apollo 15 has died. Alfred Warden died at the age of 88. NASA's administrator is saying that Warden had achievements in space and on Earth that will never be forgotten. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, how you can connect with us live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got all kinds of gifts there for you, too, by the way, the good gifts, the gifts that keep on giving. All these great interviews that we have with these outstanding experts are there for the taking. All you can do is just download it. As a podcast. However way you want to, we deliver it in all forms and fashion to make it as easy as possible so that you can enjoy. And maybe you came in a little bit late. And, oh, gosh, I want to hear the rest of it. By all means, you know, just download, hear the whole thing and share it with your neighbors and pass on the good word here. Well, as many of us continue to be very concerned about COVID-19, and we should be, as President Trump said yesterday, we're at war, ladies and gentlemen. This is a war, in a sense of such massive proportions. Now, but we have to be careful. And our next guest, John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, it comes with all kinds of warnings because we've seen what happens when America is in a posture of fear. The government feels like they're the big daddy and they got to take care of us, and they bring the full force of the government, you know, into a problem. And many times we find ourselves realizing that we've got the wrong tool for the wrong job, if you know what I'm talking about. He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. And that war continues, John Whitehead.
Yes, it does. It looks like Battlefield America to me out there. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm greatly concerned, you know, it's just the issues you're raising. But, it's like I keep telling you, we need to start thinking like Americans and stop cowering in fear and do the best we can to help our communities. And, it's a very difficult situation, but I would say it again, I'll say it again, start acting like Americans. Americans have never been the true Americans, the ones who wrote our founding documents, who gave us our freedoms, did not cower and hide. I mean, they stood up at times, you know, and when you've got now that Philadelphia, just give you some examples, the Philadelphia Police Department just announced they're going to start doing nonviolent arrests now of people if you might have a virus or you might be a danger to the community. That's stuff out of the sci-fi novels, by the way.
Exactly.
So you have people across the country now that are calling the police when they hear people coughing on their front porch or in their home. What kind of society are we turning into? So we've got to really be careful here. We're going down a path that's not a good path. And, you know, as I've written in my books and my commentaries, you can go to Rutherford.org and read them. The government has been preparing for this for quite a while now. They're already. If you don't know your history, study your history. Even under the Reagan administration, the Rex 84 operations out in the desert run by Cheney under Reagan. They were preparing for civil unrest and for a breakdown. And there's all kinds of things I've talked about. Maybe we can get into them a little more, but be wise, folks. We can move into a time of military operations. And I hear from some people inside the National Guard that are telling me they've already received orders to start instituting some kind of lockdown across the country.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're not going to tell you that until they're at your doorstep.
And, of course, you know, the government forces are concerned because what are people doing? I mean, we're getting reports of people, even in California, you know, with all the gun restrictions, people are going to gun shops and buying up ammunition, waiting the time out, doing whatever they need to do in order to own a gun in California and New York. So everywhere else in between, most are fortified and protected. But yet, you know, we're taking inventory to make sure that we have, you know, the just-in-case, you know, supplies that we need.
Exactly. But, you know, you have a lot of people screaming now, you know, how bad guns are. But listen, I've handled a lot of these cases. I've had African-American women, some older African-American women living in neighborhoods that are high crime. And the biggest thing, Lama, they tell me this. They're afraid that the police there are always on the streets arresting them. And one woman said she did not allow her 10-year-old kid to go out after twilight. And she said her fear was what was going on out there and the way the police were operating. But when you have Philadelphia now saying they're going to start arresting people for walking along the street if you're coughing, I mean, where are we headed? So, and again, the government's been preparing for this a long time. And I think I've said it on your show before. Back in October, it was really weird when you had out of the Department of Defense, Brigadier General Daniel Shipley issuing an order to get the Marines ready for times of unrest. This was back in October 2019. You had Mark Zuckerberg in the White House twice having dinner with the President of the United States, not telling us what they were talking about. There was a lot of things going on. William Barr issuing an order to all the police departments in October 2019, telling them to get ready for, you know, fighting against mass shooters and things like that. So there's something that's, if you're really studying it and looking deeply, there's something that's been brewing for a time, and with the problems of financial unrest right now, they're predicting 75,000 stores going out of business by 2026. Again, go to the website, read the stuff I've written on this, but the 2030 video the Pentagon put out in 2016, The Intercept got a copy of it. It's on our website. Go look at that. They're predicting by 2030 this country's going to collapse. They're going to have to institute martial law, and they're going to start shooting people. So, I'm a former military officer. I was an infantry officer. I know how the military thinks once they go into military stance. And they're talking about, you know, again, the way they're positioning these so-called zombie programs now they have out there. I mean, the government's been doing exercises for the last 4 or 5 years, training exercises against zombies. And zombies are American citizens.
Right.
They say shoot them on sight.
Right.
And we're going to see that kind of stuff. And what I'm telling people is if there's a moment of hope, it may be right now to get down to your local city council, start getting your people active, start getting them educated, and let's keep this country free. Start thinking like an American.
Exactly. Well, and all this is preconditioning, John, as you and I have talked about.
Yeah.
This is all just getting us ready. I mean, interestingly enough, the movie The Hunt, which was scheduled for release several months, well, I think it was last year, and they decided to pull back on it. But here we are, released just this past week. And that's, you know, the hunt for, you know, conservatives. They're going out and killing conservatives as game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all adding to the conditioning of the psychology, right?
Right. Yes. They get you psychologically ready, and the news media does the same thing, by the way.
Well, and then
be careful what you're watching and listening to. I'm telling people. And again, what did the founding fathers say? We ought to mistrust all those in power.
Exactly.
That's James Madison.
Right. whose birthday was just on Monday, by the way. Happy birthday, James Madison, and yours truly as well, oh, by the way. We refer to it very lovingly as Mexican St. Patty's Day, you know, the day before St. Patty's Day. So, hey, I'm glad you can still laugh. I mean, some people are very sensitive about, that we just can't laugh anymore. I mean, that's what we need. I mean, it's good medicine for us to be able to smile, but we still need to be on guard and vigilant.
And be prepared,
because,
yes.
Without a doubt. We've got more from the Rutherford Institute's John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and the question is the fear of COVID-19 setting us up for some radical government intervention? Well, here to talk about it with us is constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People, John Whitehead. John, as we were talking about earlier, look at, you know, we're not that far away. You know, not that many clicks away, as we might say, on the range for the government to intervene here. And I think one of the reasons why we, the people, need to stand up and support one another like never before, doesn't that, in a sense, send a message back to these antithetical forces, and I say antithetical to the Constitution, to say, look, it's stand down. You know, we're not looking to you to solve our problems. Yes, you can help, but it really starts with we the people.
Yeah, I agree with that. The thing that we have to be careful about, though, is there's a mentality in certain parts of the government, and for years I've been in and out of government suing, working, you know, with some of these people that are disgruntled about what they're seeing, but we have to be on our toes, really we have to now, because there is a certain paranoia about the American people. For whatever reason, you want to, you know, depending who's in power, you know, the fact that you have mayors of towns now seizing weapons and seizing property of people who are disagreeing now over this virus thing. Champaign, Illinois, go check the mayor out there saying he's going to seize weapons. You look at this kind of stuff and it just seems borderline insane. In times of a crazy breakdown, where if society is going to break down, they're concerned about that, why would you take away somebody's gun? It doesn't make any sense. Or take away their property or put them in prison. And that's what they're talking about now across the country. Some people are obviously overreacting. And like I say, the government's been preparing for this a long time. Halliburton Corporation was given $385 million to build camps way back under George W. Bush, right after 9/11. And I've been told those camps have been built, $385 million worth of them across the country on military bases. So they're ready to put people in internment camps. Mm-hmm. What really surprised me, like 4 or 5 years ago, when I found out that the federal government under the Department of Homeland Security had the ATK Corporation specially bill them 1.6 million hollow point bullets for their federal agents. You have 175,000 federal agents running around now with hollow point bullets. This includes the National Park Service, mm-hmm. the Veterans Administration. The Veterans Administration, believe it or not, has 3,800 rounds per employee. This is the Veterans Ministry. They have 3,800 per employee. The Department of Agriculture has 320,000 hollow point bullets.
Mm-hmm. John, explain to the audience the significance of the hollow point
bullets. All right. When I was a military officer, we could not use hollow point bullets. They were considered illegal, basically, across the board, because once they hit the body, they expand on contact. In other words, a simple bullet hitting your shoulder may cause a glaze or go right through you. A hollow point bullet expands, collects the flesh, and will blow your entire arm off. So they're not playing around here. I mean, when you have federal agents with hollow point bullets and we don't have them, I mean, there's no defense against that. When you have SWAT team raids all over the country, 80,000 annually now, we've been conditioned now to salute them. And Americans, if you go back, like I say, early Americans, my father, people like that I grew up with, would never have put up with most of this stuff. They would have said, get away from me. We're going to take care of ourselves. You're not going to lock me up. No, you're not.
Right.
And you're not going to take away my weapon. And you're not going to come in and take my property or whatever. And again, they're talking about doing that across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way to stop this, but cowering and saluting and saying heil to the leaders is not going to do it. It never has worked. I mean, Hitler came in, by the way, the same kind of scenario. He saved the people from economic ruin, all the evil people in the country that had to get rid of, the Jews, and he went down the list of the people that he put in camps because they had to get rid of them because they were dangerous. And people fall for that at a certain point.
Right, exactly. Well, you get rid of the people. They're smart enough to ask the critical questions and take a stance against injustice. Well, you're out of the parade. You're out of here.
Yeah. And I've been saying this for years, and people keep saying, oh, again, you go back 4 or 5 years ago, people were saying you're overestimating. Nothing like this would ever happen in America and all that. And now I'm seeing everything I talked about in my book, Battlefield America, a couple of years ago, just being played out right now.
Exactly.
Because I was studying the trends. The trends are there. And the biggest trend, the most troubling trend, is Americans sitting on their butts and not doing anything about it. We just tend to say we're going to trust them. And again, what's the basic principle of the Constitution and Bill of Rights? You don't trust the government.
Exactly.
You don't trust the government. If you're a Christian, okay. I mean, I talk to Christians like that. I said, what's the Bible say about people? They all have sin natures, you know. You look at the Bible full of people like that.
Exactly.
You know, the savior of Christianity, Jesus Christ, was killed by the government. Listen, they're not going to be friendly, especially in times like this when they want to grab power for whatever reason and cower the people.
Mm-hmm.
And be very, very careful. I'm not saying the coronavirus is not real. It's very real, obviously. But let's use good common sense in dealing with this and get your government officials to use common sense.
Exactly. Because there's no question. I mean, Lindsey Graham called out the Democrats loud and clear during the Kavanaugh hearing that their lust for power was such that they're willing to abandon any sense of justice, true justice and reason. And all it takes right now, I mean, because their insatiable hunger for power has been on full display ever since Donald Trump got elected. That cannot be denied. And here they see this as a golden opportunity, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, that you cannot let a good crisis go to waste. And so with the people in fear as they are right now, and them being dished out, you listen to some, and this is another thing too, that you need to be mindful and aware of what kind of news people are putting out there. Is it credible? Is it propaganda? Is it coming? You know, you talk about not trusting people. I mean, look what the Chinese are doing with their disinformation, propaganda that they're putting out there that our own media is repeating, John.
Exactly. You can't trust, I mean, I don't trust the media. I mean, I just don't. You're not supposed to trust the media or what government officials say. That's the whole basis of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, but which, by the way, is not taught in the schools, though. Kids
right.
have no idea. I mean, Americans, listen, a recent poll was done. 95% of Americans could not tell you the freedoms of the First Amendment.
Right.
A recent poll. We don't even know our freedoms anymore. And why don't we know our freedom? Why would schools not teach people about freedom?
Because they don't want you to know it.
They don't want people to talk back.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the key. It's being skeptical, you know, of human nature. We know what it's like. We've seen it before in history. Let's not repeat history.
Well, the first line of defense, as we said, John, is we the people. And we the people have to be serious about
it. We are the government.
This.
That's why I keep telling people. The guy in Washington, even the President of the United States, he works for us.
Right.
We pay the bill, folks. I mean, you, the IRS, if you don't pay your bill, they have SWAT teams, too, and hollow point bullets.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen to what Joe Biden told the young man who was questioning him and said, wait a minute, you work for me. No, I don't. I mean, this is a guy running for president, and he doesn't understand that basic principle, John.
No, they can't tell you. I've been saying this for years. All our government officials should have to take a test of the Constitution before they can take office,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be taught the Constitution. They don't know it, no.
How about if we just ran a basic security search on them? I mean, everybody else in the government has to, but for some reason, people can get elected and they get an automatic pass. And, regardless of their background and their interest and their loyalties to other entities. And, next thing you know, they're elected officials voting for things that help or hurt us.
That's right.
Because we let them. That's what this all comes down to. John, how can people be in touch with you and support the Rutherford Institute?
Go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, read the articles on there, get educated. Education precedes action, okay?
And we need this information, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why I highly recommend that you donate to the cause here. John and his team are doing an outstanding job, but as you can imagine, this takes money. And we need to support all the good work for the Rutherford Institute and all that they do. And John, thank you as always for coming on the show. We appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's continuing to pitch lawmakers on Capitol Hill on a huge economic stimulus plan to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Democrats would have one requirement of any such bill.
Focus on the people who need help the most, the workers, the families.
In fact, the Washington Post reports the plan would provide two payments to working Americans of around $1,000 each. The first payment going out around April 6th, the second wave of payments would go out on May 18th. President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be the next director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He'll replace Joseph McGuire, who Trump chose to be Acting Director of National Intelligence, though McGuire left that position in February. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, looking at this COVID-19 global cases by the Center for System Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University. As of right now, 222,642 total confirmed cases of coronavirus. Total deaths, a little over 9,000. We've got 84,500 that have recovered. And I don't know if you heard the news. It looks like a doctor who has been doing some extensive research out of France has discovered a pill, believe it or not, a pill that is just having incredible results with COVID-19 and an open data clinical trial that was held, which is typical when you're testing out, these medicines and possibilities. I had like 60 people in this trial, all of them 100% cure rate within 6 days. Is that good news? That is incredible news. And, oh, you want better news? That product is already here in the United States. It has been used over the years, if I can find my notes on this, for people with heart disease, diabetes, and measles. I think there's some other things that it has been helpful for. And this is hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. These are two elements there that have been used and proven to be very effective. So we'll wait and see. You know, this research is coming out of France. Also, I was notified this morning, giving us a little bit more background, because I know that right now, in the midst of, you know, the fear and not knowing of how to best, you know, handle this crisis that we're in, we know that it requires an inordinate amount of self-responsibility. I say inordinate because, as you can tell, all you got to do is go to South Beach, Florida, and you start seeing these kids. Of course, they're soon to be there no more because they're going to close all the beaches down there. But you heard them in the early days. I mean, their response was, hey, look, we're here partying. We deserve it. This is our break. This is just a rite of passage. Well, your rite of passage is not only putting you at risk, though you think that you're impervious to all the bullets, because when you're that age, we all think that, right? And we've made those kind of silly mistakes. But right now, we can't. We've got to change our thinking and understand that whatever we do directly affects, our neighbors. It could affect our relatives, our older relatives. So we really have to up the game when it comes to self-responsibility. And maybe some parents need to go grab these kids by the ears and bring them back home and explain, you know, the facts of life to them. You know, fortunately for us in Hispanic communities, we have abuelas, we have grandmas, you know, and you hear me say this all the time, that they first look at you, they give you the eye, okay, they give you the ojo, they give you the eye. And that means you better pay attention. And whatever it is that you're saying, whatever stinking thinking that you're out there promoting, you better change course right away. And if you don't, then the abuela, the grandma, bends over. She pulls off a chancla, which is a house slipper. And you're lucky if it's the chancla. But she fires it over the bow of your boat to get your attention. And then again, you've got a decision to make. Okay, do you continue on with the stupid thinking and the stupid behavior? Or if not, if she happens to be, you know, if it's around tortilla making time, abuelas know how to use that rolling pin, because that rolling pin, I'm telling you, they are lethal with that. They can take the eyeball out of a flea. That's how good they are with it. And maybe that's what we need. You know, we need abuelas to be set loose, in some of our communities where you got stupid reigning. Because stupid does what stupid is, you know, and we need an attitude adjustment here. And so maybe we can, after everything is said and done, be grateful for what the Chinese have unleashed on us. Now, I say that, and I understand the sensitivity, because we've been conditioned, as John Rutherford has said, we're being conditioned by the media that you cannot associate the coronavirus with the Chinese, because suddenly that's racist. Are you kidding me? No, by not doing that, that's stupid. All right? And you need to call it, I don't expect the president to call a media type stupid. But we can, in our position as a fellow citizen, say, you know, you're out of your skull, because what you're doing is you're promoting the propaganda of the Chinese machine. And last time I checked, guess who wants to take over the world? They are celebrating and anticipating the time that America will be no more, that we will be out of the preeminent position of the world, and that they would be the dominant world government. Now, you have to understand and accept that fact. Okay, this isn't theory, and this isn't some sort of conspiracy idea. Look at how they've conducted themselves, how they've taken over everything. And now we realize, thank God for Donald Trump and the exposure of the Chinese government, that we see what's doing on. I mean, you can set aside, if you want to set aside, all the incredible things that they're doing to their fellow citizens. You know, the human abuse, the reindoctrination, you know, the endless things. I mean, look at one of the first doctors who discovered, 34 years old, one of the first doctors who discovered this dies. I mean, it sounds a little suspicious, doesn't it? But no, I guess maybe that's racist, because we need to protect what the Chinese are doing. And some people are just being useful tools to the Chinese government in accepting whatever it is. I mean, right now, I mean, even with Dr. Jerry Newcomb earlier, we were talking about, well, the Chinese are saying, there's been a turn down, they're on the other side, and they're, you know, are they? I don't know. I mean, if you can't believe them in the beginning, how are you going to believe them in the end or the middle? I don't know that that's a fact, that they are, in fact, on the other side. I do know that we spoke with somebody from Taiwan a couple of days ago, Juanita Ingram, and she said there were 57 cases reported of the coronavirus, one death, and 56 people recovered from it. And they are on the other side. She said it took about 30 days, a little more than 30 days for them to get through the process. So her message to all of America was, hey, it's going to get better. You're going to be okay. Now, I agree with those economists and those people that look at the numbers, like Gerard Lomero, who has just been awesome. I mean, this guy's always been on point. I mean, he is a maniac when it comes to numbers. I mean, he's looking at all these outliers. He's looking at every number and all these data points. And I agree that what happened, what went down will come up. And it's going to come up as fast as it went down. So it'll be, you know, kind of a V curve up once we get on the other side of this and, you know, proper testing is able to be effected across the country so that we can, you know, we can pinpoint the areas of vulnerability. We do know some. Some are obvious. I mean, they're showing up now, but we just need to stay on top of any other areas that are just not quite as pronounced that could be in the background that, you know, could be lethal if they're ignored. That's what we need to discern, and that's what some added testing, some necessary testing will do for us. Again, I'm grateful for the Dr. Fauci's and Dr. Birch of the world, those on the front lines, the doctors in our local communities that are responding. My own personal doctor back in Oxnard, California, had shared with me the other day that they were in 3 hours of a conference and just an orientation on this whole thing. I mean, they are spending a lot of time and committing a lot of effort and resources at the local level, you know, to address this issue, to realize that, you know, it's one thing to have the flu that you deal. And right now we're still dealing with the flu season. And you saw the numbers there that they're having to deal with. I mean, they are huge. And I understand why some people make a comparison. Say, wow, you know, we're getting so excited about the coronavirus, but the flu is far and away a bigger problem. But, you know, we've just kind of accepted that and taken it in stride. But there's something mysterious about this coronavirus that's yet to be understood. And yes, you know, all the media types, it did come from China. It is the coronavirus from China. It didn't come from anywhere else. And now we're trying to figure out, you know, was it a bat? Or, you know, now they're blaming it on some sort of anteater type of animal that they call a pangolin? Pangolin. So, I mean, you know, the Chinese, again, they're throwing all kinds of options at us just to, I think, you know, confuse the matter and keep us away from the whole truth and nothing but.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? It is time for the one and only movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Well, Steve Evans, a rough week for the box office. Movie going plummets worldwide. U.S. movie theaters are closing. You know, it's just been brutal. And all you have to do is look at the number one show in revenue last week, Onward with Walt Disney, down 73%, only bringing in $10 million. And so, now you had Regal, and I think AMC, I don't know, I didn't see an AMC response, but I know Regal said they were closing.
AMC, the largest theater chain in the country, that is closed. Regal right. Cinemas closed. Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas, Bow Tie Cinemark, Landmark, they're all closed around the world, by the way.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a complete shutdown. So if you think this week's box office totals were dismal, well, you see, next week's, it
right.
will be pretty much down to zero. Yes.
Well, maybe what they'll start doing, Steve-O, is monitoring streaming and just give us streaming results, right?
That is what's happening. As a matter of fact, we can go down what was number one streaming-wise last weekend. Star Wars, of course, The Rise of Skywalker has been released early by Disney. It was number one. Jumanji, The Next Level, that was number two. The Big Time Adolescence, that's a well-reviewed movie. It just came out last week, I believe.
Wow.
And that's starring Pete Davidson. That one has been released to digital right away, which is what a lot of these studios are doing now. We have The Invisible Man, that's been released early, as well as The Hunt, which we were just talking about last week. So
exactly.
All these are moving to streaming and online. And
well, and here it is with The Hunt, Steve-O. I mean, The Hunt was supposed to have been out, what, in fourth quarter last year, and they said, a bit controversial, let's hold off. And wouldn't you know, they released it just in time for the coronavirus.
Well, who knows how these numbers are going to shake out. Now, for years, we've had the studios trying to shorten the window between the theatrical release and the online release because they could see the business changing and moving online. This is only going to accelerate all of that.
Exactly.
So we're going to have it's a brand new world, so we really don't know.
Well, how do they generate revenue online streaming?
Well,
is it just subscription-based? I mean, they're hoping to get maybe a piece of,
Well, okay. I mean, all these titles, and I've been delving into it to see exactly how it all works. I mean, you have your various services. What do you have at home? Do you have Netflix at home?
Yeah, I have Netflix, and I have, Verizon.
Verizon, okay. Mm-hmm. Then also, you have Prime?
Yes,
Amazon Prime.
We have Amazon Prime, yes.
Okay, so all those are, they have a bunch of them out there. And for instance, if you want to go with Netflix, there are a couple of different packages. You can get the basic for $8.99 per month, or the standard, which is $12.99 per month, which is probably the way to go because that gives you a chance to look at HD and allows you to watch on a couple of screens. And then premium, I mean, if you have a whole household of people and you need four screens at the time, then go with the premium. But most of these services are giving you like 30 days free. So you can sign up and get 30 days free and enjoy it, and then, of course, pay your $12.99 per month, which is probably what a lot of us are going to do.
Exactly.
And it depends upon, I mean, if you have Amazon Prime, you're familiar with this, because you'll have some that come with the Amazon package and then others which you have to pay for in addition to what you are paying for Amazon Prime, which, of course, includes free shipping and all that other business. I ran into that last week. I was doing a little research for the report, and I went on to see, okay, well, what about Little Women? I wonder if that's not – sure, that's going to – that is going online. So I went to Amazon – on Amazon Prime, and I was going, well, what is it going to cost? So it says, if you want to purchase, click here. So I clicked there, and boom, I purchased. So you want to – you might want to be careful there.
Be careful with your clicks. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because they make it so convenient. I've been still trying to find out how to reverse that, but I guess I'm going to be watching Little Women once.
Yes, for the rest of your life. Exactly. Because the wife unit is going, you bought a movie?
Because we've seen most of these.
Exactly. No, but it's good. It's good fun. But well, there's no need to have a library. We just use we use the cloud library now.
That's how it's going. Now, the one that really surprised me, and the one that I hadn't really looked into until all of this happened, was Disney Plus. Now, Disney Plus just launched, a few months ago, and they've been moving all of the Disney product to that. Now, also, it's your chance to watch Frozen 2, and if you have kids at home, this is the service for you. You can get 7 days free, a free trial, and then it's only $6.99 per month, and I am amazed at the titles they have on this thing. I mean, they have, like I say, Frozen 2, but then they have all the Marvel stuff, Avengers and Iron Man and Civil War and Ant-Man and all that. All the Marvel movies are on, as well as, as well as Star Wars. That will be coming to Disney Plus. You'll have to pay extra for Star Wars now, but I believe that that will become part of the service later. And it's just, an amazing amount of titles, and especially if you have kids.
Exactly.
At home, and you're homeschooling and all of that, then that would be the way to go because you will have a lot to keep them entertained. So that is basically what is happening in the world of movies. We can go a few through a few of these titles. What is out there that you haven't seen that you would like to see?
Well, I still want to see The Call of the Wild. I've been talking about that. I'm thinking that's got to be streamed any minute now.
Yeah,
and everybody that sees it, even though they realize it's an animated dog, they still love the movie, and it's just been one of the ones I've not had a chance to do, especially with all this additional work we've had to do over the coronavirus research.
Right. Well, there are a couple of titles out there that you might want to look for. You saw 1917, right?
Yes, saw that. Enjoyed that.
That is out there. Terrific movie. Was, of course, nominated for an Academy Award for Best Picture, starring Andrew Scott and Benedict Cumberbatch and Richard Madden, Colin Firth in this. Terrific film. If you haven't seen that, that's one to see. And then what we saw in the theaters just a couple of weeks ago has now been released. It's one called Emma, which is the Jane Austen movie.
Right.
If you're into Jane Austen, it's a terrific film to see. I found it a little slow. But it is interesting, and it has a great cast. So Bill Nighy is in this. Anya Taylor-Joy, Johnny Flynn is in this. Emma, in which a movie takes place in 1800s England. And then you'll be glad to know that Nicolas Cage's movie, Color Out of Space, is now available online. I think it may have started online, as a matter of
fact. Right. Yeah.
But, of course, we've been talking about Nicolas Cage making a new movie every 2 months. That would be slowing down.
When your soul is owned by the government, they just keep you working for the collective,
So I'm not sure how that's going to work out.
He and Willie Nelson are going to band together a conglomerate to fight back the government. I still believe, it was number three, which is the story of Jeremy Camp. Great, great movie. And, of course, that was stifled. Still did $9 million, in its first week out the gate. It's an excellent movie, but, people are going to, they'll be crying at home watching this movie.
If you're interested in any of these titles, what I found the best way to go is just, do I still believe, you do a search for I Still Believe streaming, and it will take you, whether it's available, when it will be available, and how much it's going to cost, so on and so forth. That's kind of the best way to navigate, because we're kind of in a brand new world now, and everybody...
Without a doubt. Yeah, the other thing, too, Steve-O, we missed out on I Am Patrick, which was a Fathom event that was going to screen on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, St. Paddy's Day and the day after, appropriately.
Right.
And, because because of all the closings, that didn't. So that's probably going to be going to streaming and DVD very quickly. But a great story about the patron saint of Ireland that really puts it, I believe, it gives us a fair objective perspective of who St. Patrick was and, what caused him to, walk away from freedom in Britain to go to Ireland and to really start, a revival and a conversion of that entire country. I mean, it's just a fabulous story.
Well, that is was to be released theatrically this week, right?
Right, on, as a Fathom event.
Yeah.
Right. I think 900 theaters. But that didn't happen.
Well, that didn't happen. But give me the title again. It's
I Am Patrick.
I Am Patrick, so you might want to do a search, I Am Patrick online streaming, and see where that might be available and when it might be available. That's kind of how we have to navigate these things these days.
Exactly, and we're trying to keep everybody up to date because I was in touch with, Gordon Robertson had been on, he's one of the producers, and had been on the air with us several times, so I'd been in touch with his people and just saying, hey, look at this, are we still going to air? And we didn't get a final answer until late Monday night, that in fact they were not going to be able to, to air it as they anticipated. So sadly, that's a tough hit. And I think about these businesses and all the money that they've invested in these movies and how they're going to recapture this. So as you say, I think we're going to we're going to find some new avenues as a result of this.
Right, it's going to be a different world, and I think, they've moved a couple of these titles. Of course, the new James Bond film has been moved, and I believe Mulan, the new Disney movie, that has been moved as well. So they aren't just going to keep those in the can for a while and see how everything all shakes out. I think eventually, I'm no medical expert, but once they get the testing up and going so we know who has it and who doesn't have it, then we can kind of isolate, who should stay home and who shouldn't. Who shouldn't be going out, then I think we can start to open things up again and start to socialize again. And one of the things that really has come home is how we really like to socialize as people.
When you tell people not to, social distancing stuff is for the birds. I mean, it's counterintuitive for a touchy-feely world. We didn't realize how touchy-feely we were. Huh?
No, we like to shake hands. We like to hug. We like to do all that stuff. And now we're going to have to wait until this all passes. So
The last time we heard about social distancing was, did you have to go through that in high school during your prom? we had chaperones, mind your social distancing,
Bring back those dance monitors.
There is one more time. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans. Steve-O, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Be safe out there.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm